This is a CBC podcast. The English language is changing. When old ideas about English collide with our new Canada, expect the unexpected. Host Marielle Borelli takes to the street, the classroom, and the boardroom to explore our evolving language on Babbel. Listen online at cbc.ca/babbel.
Methadone has become a treatment of choice for prescription drug addiction in Nova Scotia. The Department of Health is busy training physicians and support staff to get the drug to people who need it. But not everyone agrees with this approach. Even some addicts say they want to learn how to be drug-free.
Talbot House in Cape Breton chose not to treat with methadone. That facility closed this spring. The only other treatment facility that's chosen a different approach is Crosby House in New Minas. Dr. Genevieve Campbell is a family practitioner who works there and sits on the board that runs it.
Morning, Dr. Campbell.
Good morning.
Why has Crosby House chosen not to use methadone in its treatment programs?
It is not that we do not use methadone. We're not a medical facility, and so we don't initiate methadone, nor do we change doses. We are very happy to take patients who are already stable on methadone into our treatment program. And we take them to the pharmacy on a daily basis to pick it up if they need to. We do not have it in our facility.
Why not? What is the thinking behind?
We're not medical. We don't have a nurse there to administer. We're a not-for-profit, private, not government-funded addiction treatment center, and we have put the treatment of the sequelae of addiction, the upset in the family, the fact that the individual gets detoxed and then doesn't know how to stay sober, we put that first. That's where our money goes, into education, psychological care, into spiritual care, into getting individuals deeply involved with a 12-step program. That's what Crosby's mandate has been and is.
I'm not sort of questioning your approach or either for or against methadone.
Yeah,
I was just curious as to sort of the philosophic approach that Crosby and everybody associated with it has chosen to take. I'm just curious to see how it might differ from help which is offered by other clinics elsewhere.
We are an abstinence-based 12-step, 28-day treatment program. Our involvement with the client ends, well, doesn't end, absolutely doesn't end, but the inpatient portion of the program ends in 28 days. We never leave our clients. We have a huge aftercare network of recovering people. We send our clients out to those. We have follow-up people who keep in contact with our clients to help them get on the right road once they've left the, I think they would call it a haven, that is Crosby House. But we don't have government funding. Mm-hmm. We don't. And have the freedom to do what we want to do. And this is what we've done for, it was 22 years when Crosby was closed as a government facility. And then the new improved has been in existence for 6 years.
So there's been no help from there's been no provincial money for 22 years?
No, 22 years. It was a government facility. Do you remember back to the old 28-day programs when they were everywhere?
Sure.
Yeah. And that was a government facility, but the 28-day programs were no longer a government priority, and a number of people who had been involved with Crosby House during that government time felt that the program was extremely effective for addicts and alcoholics. And so we got together and worked to get the program going on a not-for-profit private, which means the individual or someone around the individual pays for the expense of that 28-day program.
And the cost is what?
$7,500 for 28 days. And because we're a not-for-profit, we can keep our costs lower than other programs can. And also because we're not hospital-based. Back to the reason why we don't do methadone.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to realistically track the success rate?
The success rate that we have is through phone calls to individuals, through our home visit, and through, as I say, our network of hundreds of recovering people. So we have not sent out a survey. So our success rate is, although I can give you absolute numbers, are an indicator. In the 12 months ending April 2011, 89 clients had completed the program. 68 were abstinents. 11 of those had had short relapses but gotten back on track.
There was a suggestion that we heard here in the in this shop that Crosby House had been asked to take over the program at Talbot House, which has been closed for a while, and the province is currently having some discussion on reopening it. Any truth to that?
There is absolutely no truth to that. I don't know where that came from. We are mystified.
Yeah.
Again, it's our niche, as we do not prescribe or initiate people on methadone. Also, we do not do long-term inpatient care. Our niche is 28 days.
Dr. Campbell, it was kind of you to take some minutes to talk to us today.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Genevieve Campbell is a family practitioner who works at Crosby House, an addiction treatment facility in New Minas. She is certified by the American Board of Addiction Medicine.
Looking for more CBC podcasts? Go to cbc.ca/podcasting.